Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. April 9th is Seattle Rock Day. That means,
oh yeah,
nothing but your favorite rock from the great Pacific Northwest. Couldn't come at a perfect time, man, because you know what? You're looking for something to do to pass those hours away while you're sheltering in place, staying at home and staying safe. Oh, Seattle Rock Day is going to be good.
I mean, outside of Thanksgiving, it's my favorite day of the year.
Is it really? Outside of Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I like it. I don't know outside. I mean, well, this year, Seattle Rock Day has been spotlighting and support the amazing work of SMASH, and that's Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare. And SMASH subsidizes e-health, online mental health, and substance use or disorder appointments for musicians, which is, you know what, man?
Super helpful.
Yeah, very, very helpful, because musicians do not, a lot of times, have health plans. So SMASH does a great job helping them get the care they need. Every dollar up to $20,000 will be matched. Your money does twice as much good. You want info? You want to donate? Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name.
B-Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Time to pump it up for Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Yeah. Get pumped for Monday.
All right. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. I don't know what you'll do to get pumped up, but do it in your house.
At least you know now it's Monday.
Yes.
I got to clean the house today. The only saving grace is I get to, you know, throw the earbuds on and listen to a Gigaton. So that's at least something.
Oh, there you go. Pump it up while cleaning out.
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, you know, it's like, all right, at least if I got to do that, it's nice to have something good to listen to. So they, you know what? Maybe the housekeepers aren't coming.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to get my ass
out. You have to do it.
I hope you have an extra French maid skirt for yourself.
Oh, I do. French maid skirt.
I didn't need that visual. House and now
cleaning,
it's there.
Gigaton. What else do I need?
Yuck. Nothing.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Joe Dredd in West Seattle. Joe, are you there?
Good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Now, this is rare because typically Joe will only pipe in to play Beat Migs when it's a concert that he wants to go to, and we don't have any tickets for anything just yet. We'll find out at some point.
I'll tell you, Steve, the reason I'm calling in, I'm starting day 19 of isolation. I'm bored to death.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
That's right up there with like winning KISS tickets.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here.
I love you, Joe.
For those playing at home, Joe will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Joe, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
How many vowels are on the bottom row of a standard QWERTY keyboard?
2.
No.
1.
No.
3.
No. Instagram launched in what year of the early 2010s?
11, 12, 13.
No. What is the real first name of painter Picasso?
Pablo.
Yes, in France, pain perdu is what type of breakfast food?
Pass.
What is the real first name of Jersey Shore star The Situation?
Mike.
Yes, XX is what number in Roman numerals?
What was the first one?
XX.
Oh, XO, it's 20.
Yes, Lord Farquaad is a character from what DreamWorks animated movie?
Pass.
The Great Barrier...
Oh, Shrek.
Yes, Shrek. The Great Barrier Reef lies just off of which continent?
Australia.
Yes, which planet in our solar system spins the fastest?
That would be Uranus, Rev.
No.
Yeah, what...
Venus?
No! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
Oh.
Right down the middle there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah? You don't? Yeah. How do you think you would have done on these ones here?
You know, I might have done a little better than Joe, but...
A little better?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be enough to...
We'll see. Think it'll be enough to beat Steve?
That's a good question. Steve sometimes surprises me. So.
Well, surprises everyone.
Like there's a big prize waiting.
Yeah. it could very well be.
You never know.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, all of a sudden you go, and there are the GNR tickets. You just don't know.
You don't know.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
How many vowels are on the bottom row of a standard QWERTY keyboard?
One.
No.
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Zero.
Yep.
Damn it.
Instagram launched in what year of the early 2010s?
Ooh, I'm going to go 2011.
No.
2012.
No.
2010.
Yes.
Good job.
What is the real first name of painter Picasso?
Peter.
No.
Pablo.
Yes. In France, pain perdu is what kind of breakfast food?
Pomegranate?
No.
A fruit cup?
No.
Eggs.
No. What is the real first name of Jersey Shore star The Situation?
Mike.
Yes.
Damn it. Why
XX
do I know that?
Is what number in Roman numerals?
20.
Yes. Lord Farquaad is a character from what DreamWorks animated movie?
Frozen?
No.
Toy Story?
No.
50 Shades of Farquaad?
No.
That's
the Great Barrier Reef lies just off of which continent?
Asia.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Africa.
No.
Oh.
Which planet in our solar system spins the fastest?
That would be Uranus, Rev.
No. And because of that, Steve, you lose. Woo! 5-4.
Yeah, Joe, do it.
Yeah, pump it up, baby. Pump it up.
Congratulations, Joe. You hang on. We'll tell you how to get the prize. Tell your lovely wife, Healy, I said hello.
Oh, I will. Thank you very much, DJ.
You're very welcome, man.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Steve, hold on a second. You get this.
There we go.
That's it.
BJ's pumped up for Monday.
Now I'm doing it. I should maybe listen to this while cleaning the house.
Just all of it. Remember all the time Steve has lost at Beat Migs?
That's right. The big L.
Two that you missed that Joe got correct. Lord Farquaad is from Shrek.
Yeah. And some of those movies were Disney movies you were mentioning. You got to know the franchises if you're going to have a little kid.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I'll get to it. I got a couple more years until I have to watch these.
Yeah, that's a good point.
The planet in our solar system that spins the fastest. Anybody know that one?
I would try Mercury.
No.
Oh, okay. Is it Venus?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Pluto.
No. Pluto is not a planet.
Okay.
And it's Jupiter.
Jupiter spins more than anybody?
It spins the fastest.
Okay, I did not realize that.
And the Great Barrier Reef lies just off of Australia.
Come on.
Joe got that one correct. There are no vowels at the bottom. You figured that out on the QWERTY keyboard.
Settle.
And then in France, pain perdu is what kind of breakfast food?
Yeah, I would guessing. I'd be guessing.
Is it either French toast or toast?
It is French toast.
Okay.
Because they don't call it French toast in France because it would...
So that was the clue in France.
Yeah.
France. All right. I'll give you that. You gave us a clue and we ignored it.
See, exactly.
I figured it out because it's like pan. It's in Spanish. Pan is bread.
Yes, exactly. Oh, that's what it is.
So I figured it out.
Oh, look at you. Oh, aren't you fancy?
Well, congratulations to Joe on beating Steve this morning.
All right.
Okay. I just found the video of the guy that spits on the groceries and then just gets knocked the F out.
Oh, man.
Boom.
Oy, oy, oy.
Serves you right.
Wow.
Just
dude,
spitting
he just,
on he produce.
Did, he does lay it out. Oh.
Wow. Don't touch my produce.
God dang it, man. That's a bash. That's a bashing. Wow. Oh, wow. Okay, that's good to check out. Again, he didn't social distance, though. So, I mean, I don't know. If somebody really, I thought, had the coronavirus and was spitting all over the place, I don't know if I'd go over and hit him.
Well, he might have used some hand sanitizer after he punched him out.
Okay, good call. Yeah.
Boy, he must have felt good after that, like, you stupid idiot. You know, look, I don't condone violence, but I can understand why you just want to go over and just, you know, man.
Don't
just
spit on people. Don't cough on people.
It's just, you know, it's just, in general, it's just a crappy thing to do. But especially today, it's like, what is with humans? Humans. That's all I have to say.
It brings out the worst and the best. It just depends on what type of person you are.
Yeah.
In these kind of situations.
Oh, there you go.
Deep thoughts.
Deep thoughts from Steve. Well, Wednesday is April Fool's Day, another great day for people that want to go out there and be idiots.
What do you think the over-under is on people that are going to be on Facebook saying that they've got the coronavirus?
Oh, gosh.
Because that's going to be the funny one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's right up there with, I'm pregnant.
It's already happened.
No, you're just fat.
Somebody didn't say they had the coronavirus, but a really good friend of mine that had medical situations going on, and I haven't talked to him in a while, texted me and asked me how I was doing with all this. And I'm like, I'm doing okay. How are you? And he said, oh, I'm just waiting. I'm not doing well. I'm just waiting until I meet my maker. Like, he made it sound like he was. And then I'm like, oh, my God, dude. And then I'm like, do you have time to talk? And then he goes, oh, I'm just effing with you.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like, oh, my cake maker. I'm having a cake maker.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those lines where it was like, I'm terminally ill, you know.
Sheesh.
But at least he didn't say he had the corona.
I have a couple buddies from college I saw posted that they're battling it right now, which is just like when you realize it's people that you know. I don't know why it just hit you. Even obviously, it's going to hit you more.
Are they back guys back home, back in New York?
Yes.
That's what I figured because
– they live on Mercer Island, kind of right next door to you.
Oh, yeah. Right next to me, yeah. I mean, when you take a look at just how it's just ravaged New York State, obviously, look, there's 18 million people that live in the metropolitan area of New York. Makes sense that it could spread so quickly. And they've gone past us and blown past us as far as the amount of cases and the amount of deaths already.
Yeah, I just was listening to an interview with a guy from New Jersey. He was the first person that they diagnosed with having the coronavirus. He works in the healthcare industry, helps people out and all this stuff. Started feeling weird, like he felt like he had a flu or something like that. Went there. It was just like a comedy of errors. And not by comedy, more of a tragedy of errors. Like he nearly died because of this because they weren't taking it serious. Because they're like, oh, you're young. We don't think you had the coronavirus and all this. He's like, no, I don't feel right. I don't feel right. He kept fighting and fighting until they finally realized, oh, crap, he does have it. He's like 32 years old. He didn't find out that he had it until he was watching a press conference while he was at the hospital. They announced, oh, we have our first confirmed person that has the coronavirus. He's a 30-something-year-old man, works in the health industry, and he's like, they talking about me?
Wow.
Sees in a tweet by like the governor talking about it as well. Finally, he's like, hey, doc, are they talking about me? And they're like, oh, yeah. And he's like, imagine that's the way you find out.
Why wouldn't they tell him?
They hadn't gotten to him yet, I guess. I guess they didn't know. The local doctors did not know. But like through the testing, somebody found out and told the government before it even got to the doctors. I could then tell him.
Wow. Man.
That's just nuts.
So, like, yeah, I'm hoping people are cool on April Fool's Day and don't do it. But, you know, if people are stupid enough to go do spring breaky stuff when we were told not to, and, of course, it's just blown up like wildfire.
Or the 47 idiots that packed themselves in a studio apartment or a one-bedroom apartment.
That was in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
And right now, I mean, you know, the president wanted to basically just quarantine New York, New Jersey,
yeah.
The whole tri-state area. And finally, there was pushback on that. But really, for the most part, I think that's what you got to do. I mean, as far as if you live in that area, you just got to do it to yourself and not go anywhere. No domestic travel. And we're not even doing – I mean, I'm not doing it. And it was never suggested. I just decided I don't think I should travel domestically no matter what. And this is when Washington State was pretty much the biggest state that had it. Now, you know, we're nowhere near what some of these other places have now.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah.
It's bummer because like this weekend I just saw a lot of friends posting that they're temporary or permanently laid off from their job because of this, and it's just like, oh man, this is just what a scary time, not only for your own health but also just for your future.
We got another month of this.
Yeah,
that's what the president said, because you know that he had the doctor that knows everything, Fauci, I think it is, who said, yeah, you know what, man, if we don't, I mean, we could be seeing up to 100,000 people that we lose if we do not continue to just stay at home. And so the president was like, okay, I was hoping for Easter, but it ain't going to happen.
No.
And he's hoping now for June 1st, like that maybe they can start. So wow, so we're doing it for another 30 days. But the president was like, well, I hope it's all cool by June 1st. That's another month after that.
Well, yeah, even if like you get to that point where you're like, okay, I start feeling safe about getting out and about, I think there's still going to be a lot of people that are worried about, like, maybe I should wait a few more weeks to really see this thing fully blow over.
So let me ask you this. Yeah, you're right. So April Fool's Day, how y'all feeling? Are you in a pranky mood?
Or do you say no? April Fool's Day in general. Yeah, like, I've never been a pranky kind of person. Like, I don't know. After a while, it's just stupid. So nothing's changing for me. I just hope people, you know, think twice before you try to be stupid with this.
Yeah, Danny and Rev are the only people I think might be pranky of the people on this show.
Yeah, no, I hate April Fool's Day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think they're too cheesy. Like, unless you're going to pull off something, like, super great, and that never happens. So it's like, I just give up on it.
And if it's super great, I'm like, oh, that was awesome and clever.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I worked with two guys before, and a lot of people know our buddy Brad, the producer from Hell, and was one of them. And they loved him. And I was just like, nah.
I like doing silly stuff for Beat Migs, but, like, I don't even think I'll be doing that this year.
Yeah.
Even though harmless pranks, yeah, like that one, I always love when you do those because it pisses BJ off. I enjoy it more because it's upsetting BJ than really the prank itself.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose that's not horrible because no one's really getting hurt.
But I saw some businesses like Google said they're not doing anything in light of everything that's going on. They're known for doing their pranks on their Google search engine and whatever it may be. And they're just like, yeah, we're not touching that.
Yeah.
See, I really like the wholesome pranks, like the one where you get the actual vegetable leak and you put it under the sink. You're like, Dad, there's a leak in the sink. And there's a leak.
Okay, that's cool. I mean,
they're so dumb, they're funny.
Yeah, that doesn't bother anybody. I mean, really, that's actually pretty funny. I never heard of that before. I might have to try that.
It's like, there's a leak in the bathroom.
I like that Vicky's doing dad jokes to her dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Vicky is, as we know, we've told you before, she's an old woman in a very young woman's body.
An old soul.
Yeah. Oh, she's beyond old soul. She really, I mean, honestly, I now look at Vicky and I just see a woman in a rocking chair just knitting.
And I have a rocking chair.
There we go. That's it.
Nothing wrong with that. Rocking chairs are awesome.
We had this conversation before. I refuse to have it again with you. Okay. As old as I may be, I am not having a rocking chair conversation. Not doing it. Well.
So I want to know, how are you guys considered essential? It's a serious question. Well, look at us. We're just essentially awesome.
Yeah, that's what it is. Essentially awesome. You didn't see there's two things. There's essential personnel and essentially awesome personnel.
Yes.
I don't know. You didn't hear that in the governor's proclamation?
No, people have actually texted us about that. It's because we're media.
Yeah, radio is essential. I know that sounds crazy, but here's the thing. You've heard of a thing called the emergency broadcast system. And so if any information is needed to get to you, the radio is one way you can get it. And I want to tell you this because some people don't know. If your power ever goes out and you're wondering what the hell's going on in the world, jump in your car, turn on your radio, because that will always still work and you'll be able to get messages. Because that's what radio is important. We broadcast through transmitters. You don't need power, you know, to get us as long as your car battery is okay. That's what's so great about radio, because, you know, you don't need to be connected to the internet. If the internet goes down, which it will if you have no power, how would you get info? Can't turn on your TV, but radio you can turn on.
In addition to our bad fart and wiener jokes,
we
are also here to deliver the news.
Exactly.
All of those are essential.
Yeah, it is. And look, the government also knows that, you know, you can listen to us and hopefully we'll entertain you a little bit, which is really, really helpful to keep your spirits up a bit. So we are, you know, we're essential. We give you the news. You know, we're still on, but the internet is off. And
can we put this on our business cards? We're essential.
We're essential. That's all. Essentially awesome. That's what we are. Well, while you're staying at home, you know what? You know you're learning stuff. You're doing stuff. Me, while I stayed at home, how about I learned something brand new? Thanks to my daughter, good old Sarah. Oh, and of course it did involve alcohol because Sarah. what was it? I'll tell you. It's 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Over the weekend, if you were following my Instagram story, which I, who is it? Okay.
I live for it.
Get off that Lulu the Warrior Princess and get on the real Instagram story, okay? Come on. And if you were following it, you would have seen that actually I tried playing beer pong for the first time ever. Never played beer pong before.
We should bring your daughter in. Yeah, your son too. He was there, I saw.
Yeah, oh yeah, we were quite the team.
I would love to see what that, so it was just the three of you guys playing?
And J-Rubs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So which team were you? Were you team BJ Joe?
BJ Joe.
Okay.
We started off strong too, Steve.
Did you?
Oh, we really, really did. Oh,
that makes me think that you didn't end very strong.
It went to overtime, and we played six matches.
Overtime?
Yeah, we played six matches.
Sudden death.
We won three. We won three in a row. Then they won three in a row, and then we had to go to overtime just to be able to. Well, you know, you can't end it with three and three.
Spoiler. That's fine. I know a lot of us have DVR'd this match, but
yeah.
We
lost.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it Joe's fault or your fault?
I would just say no. All of a sudden, J-Rubs and Sarah just heated up is what happened.
J-Rubs and I aren't very good, but when we are good, that's when it matters most.
Oh, you clutch.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, they got the last cup in, and I had been missing, because we had one cup each, and I'd been missing and missing and missing, so then it's a sudden death. Oh, man, I made that shot, and that's what got us into overtime, and then J-Rubs and I pulled it out.
Yeah, we had it. We had it, and Sarah just made a miracle shot to basically win the last match and tie it up, and then we had to go OT.
And I don't know if it's beginner's luck or what, but BJ killed it. He's on fire, which means you get three in a row, and then it's called on fire. He got that, like, two or three times during the game, which is incredible.
But then, when it mattered most, I let Joey D's and myself down.
Yeah, I think it's Joey's fault, honestly.
What? Oh, wow. All right, well.
I'm pretty sure my form was on point. Yeah. The Lakers actually called me after that. Yeah. They said, wow.
I'm like Russell Wilson, all right? Well, you know what? We win as a team, and we lose on me. That's how I am.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, you know what? And I know a lot of people are missing sports, Steve, so we have a little audio.
Good.
A little play-by-play or something.
So, BJ, what are your thoughts on beer pong?
I'm killing it!
Are you killing it?
I think so.
You actually are doing very well.
Aww. How about that for expert commentary?
Wow.
I'm killing it!
Wow, what were you doing there, BJ?
I'm killing it! Yeah,
that's what I'm doing, buddy.
Yeah.
Nice work out there.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
So that's your first time ever playing beer pong?
Yeah, I never played before.
I'm killing it!
That's what I'm doing, buddy.
He may have had a few mimosas.
Yeah. A few?
Yeah.
Not too many, because, you know, I can't lower my immune system too much, okay? I'm old. I got to fight this virus.
Yeah, we won't want this to happen. Yeah.
I'm kidding
you! Yeah, you don't want that to happen. Yeah, but the first time ever, me playing beer pong.
Had a good time.
Yeah, it's a fun little game. I mean, you know, I'm missing, of course, the alcohol part of it, where eventually you just fall and fall on the table and wreck everything, but, you know.
Well, I'm shocked your daughter didn't display that.
Oh, I'm shocked too, honestly, because I was mixing mimosas with some vodka.
Oh yeah, a PBR hard coffee. They brought everything to the party.
Excuse me, what?
What? Yeah. Oh yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon now makes a hard coffee.
Yes.
How is it?
Not bad.
I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I was like, what I would do is I'd mix it in with my regular coffee, like you would do a Kahlua or an Irish cream. That's what I would do. But you could drink the whole can by itself if you want to.
Yeah, it's very, very sweet. But it's yummy.
We have audio of BJ drinking it.
I'm kidding you!
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah. So, you know what? First time, Steve, I got something popped as far as beer pong goes.
Kids are in the room. Yes.
Oh, my kids are in the room. Now, all of a sudden, you have a line when my kids are in the room.
I didn't even bring up the point where someone said, good thing you pulled it out, Sarah. BJ doesn't want any grandbabies right now. I was texted in.
Thanks. Thanks for saving that. Yeah.
I'm kidding you!
Something it's the pop. Lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah. Well, yes, I tried playing beer pong for the first time over the weekend. That worked out well. Loved it. So based on this, we want you to fill in this sentence. I finally tried doing blank, and I loved it. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Fill in this sentence. I finally tried doing blank, and I loved it. Your calls, your texts, after Jimmy on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, I was playing beer pong for the first time this weekend, and I really dug it.
I'm kidding
it! I was killing it, baby.
So based on this, you want me to fill in the sentence. I finally tried doing blank, and I loved it. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texter said, skydiving. Was opposed to it for most of my life. I'm 52 years old and tried it for the first time and can't wait to do it again.
What made that person turn the corner and say, I'm going to do that when you, like, I know I will never want to do that, in my brain anyway.
I hate to bring up the Tiger King, but there's a part in the show where they went skydiving. And I'm
of course
pretty
he did.
But I mean, I'm pretty sure it was like right around the time we were talking about all the drugs they took. And I'm like, that just seems like they were talking about like doing meth. And I'm like, do you think they were on meth and they went skydiving? Because I don't know what meth is like, but I can't imagine meth and skydiving is a very fun idea.
Because meth speeds you up, right?
I assume.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Damn, I don't. I don't know.
Skydiving and meth. Who knew?
Yeah. Well, it's so shocking that Joe Exotic was on meth and just doing a lot of dumb things because of drugs. Very, very surprising to me.
Somebody said, no, you guys are going to laugh at me, but curling. I did it as a joke, and now I'm part of a curling team.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't call that a joke. It is a sport. It's in the Olympics.
It is, but everyone, dude, remember the U.S. Olympic team? They all look like a bunch of dads, and everyone was having a good time with that because, like, these are Olympic athletes. But, you're right. It's a very hard thing to do.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're right. It's definitely a sport that people get to make fun of, but as it turns out, this person said, hey, and it's not skydiving, so that works.
I've only done it once, but the one time I did it, I had a blast doing it.
Oh, curling.
Curling's super fun. It's like human shuffleboard. Like, you're just out there with it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right. I don't know if I know curling then. You use human beings? Like, you push them out?
Well, no. The humans are out there, like, throwing it. Like, we're on, like, the actual playing surface, like a shuffleboard.
Oh, okay.
You've never seen curling?
Have you never seen curling?
No, I have. But, I mean, when he said human shuffleboard, I mean, I played shuffleboard, and curling looks like it's very similar, right?
Yeah, but you've got other humans helping you out, like the ones who are doing the sweeping and doing all the other stuff.
You're not throwing a human, though.
You're not throwing a human.
But, like, you're on the playing surface as opposed to just throwing it on the playing surface.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got people like, let's see if I can make this happen.
I regret even making that analogy.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt.
Poorly explained.
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like, I thought I knew the sport. I wanted to be sure I wasn't an idiot. Yeah. Yeah.
How about someone say playing blackjack? Enough said.
Oh, really? I don't know. You know, I
win.
Dude, after a while, if you play blackjack, don't you hate that game? Especially if you learn how to do it supposedly the right way.
It's numbers and probability, which I hate because I'll figure that out. And then I'm like, well, now I've got a 0% chance of winning. Thanks.
Yeah, and if you do figure it out, they'll kick you out of the casino because the only way you can figure it out is by counting the damn cards, no matter how many they have in the shoe.
Oh, is that frowned upon?
Yeah, you're really not supposed to. Remember that guy we had said he had a system, and I went and tried his system, and it was not a system. It was horrible. He just basically got my money.
But it's a game of chance, basically, right?
Well, he said he had a system. That's why I believed it was very, very possible he was right about it. And then Joey Deez yelled at me and said, what are you doing? You know, there's no system to blackjack. The household will always win.
BJ's at the blackjack table, and Joey's like, what the hell are you doing? And BJ says this.
I'm killing it!
I wasn't killing it, no. I lost a good amount of money with that stupid system.
Joey Deez nuts.
I see your son's in the room.
That's me, man. That's me. I'm here. You know the one thing I tried that I loved?
See,
what the hell was that?
That's his swagger from beer pong swagger, buddy.
Well, he wasn't paying attention. He was looking the other direction. I'm like, he's looking at Steve. That's looking at me. He turned around like he's out of want to hear. BJ.
Oh, get used to that.
Yeah. Why you turn around? I got something to say.
Oh, no. I got things to think about, son. I'm hosting the show. I'm not always going to look at you. Learn the business.
Look at me, Dad. I have need things. Your attention.
I'm looking at what time it is to make sure we get out on time. I'm looking at other things to talk about.
This is the first time. He's been
I love you, son. I love you. I care about you, but I'm not going to look at you when I'm doing my job. I'm the host. To the damn show.
He goes, Steve, you know, your son's got something to say. BJ turns around like he's already disappointed at me.
Sorry to tell you in this public forum, but.
Maybe this is probably something you should work in a therapeutic environment. Maybe work on there.
Would you like to sit down on our couch and tell us more about how you feel about your father looking the other way?
I kind of do now,
It's so funny. Like, I'm here, man. I'm here. I got stuff to say. That's why I said your son's in the room and played your little.
Joey D's nuts.
Hey, guys. Anyway, so the thing I tried.
That talking I on the radio?
Yeah. That's it right there.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, no, it has to do with drinking. Hard seltzers, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was a Coors Light man my entire life.
Boy.
You know, playing beer pong like we were this weekend.
We call it donkey juice in the hockey world.
Donkey juice? Why?
Because we're the donkeys and we drink Coors Light.
Okay.
It's their juice. Yeah, and it's like the juice of champions.
The juice of gods.
Okay.
Gods now. Jesus, we went from champions to gods.
Well, you know. Does it make you play better?
No.
Oh.
Well, nothing will do that with the donkeys.
Well, anyways, yeah. So I tried all those hard seltzers, and I got to tell you, man, I can drink like 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
They're incredible. I would never have thought, because they're like Talking Rain, and I had this huge feud with my family when I was younger about sparkling water being the stupidest thing of all time. Why would you pay for water? You already get water. What's the point?
Yeah, the sparkling water I always felt was great because you could mix it with alcohol.
Exactly.
And so they just completely did that for us now.
Right, and I tried it, and the next thing I know, I'm an alcoholic again. So hooray.
Woo!
Congratulations.
A lot of things to work on now.
When we went to Chicago, I think it was the Truly brand of the hard alcoholic seltzer water.
Yep.
And they mixed it with then another shot of vodka, and it was fantastic.
Oh,
extra alcohol.
So you can homebrew it if you want to.
Well, a little bit more alcohol in the mix.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with a double.
It was great.
Nothing wrong with a double, people.
Have you tried the Truly lemonades?
Oh, my gosh.
Not yet.
Dude.
No.
Game changer.
Game changer.
Yeah. Are we vodka-ing those babies up?
Exactly.
Yeah, are we John Daly-ing those?
Maybe a little vodka. What do you call that? Sweet tea vodka they have? So you make the. Yeah.
Or you can get the Pink Whitney, the pink lemonade infused vodka.
Oh, that is lemonade. Really dangerous. Yeah. Oh
or you
gosh.
Can just have just vodka. And just cut out the middleman.
Or we could go to like a big cat farm and just do some meth. I mean, we could just really just eliminate alcohol if we really want to.
Is that lemonade flavor?
Yes. I mean, he's already got the name.
Yeah.
Joe.
He does.
Exotic, yes.
Oh, hey, you're right.
That's right. Someone's going to carry on Joe Exotic's mantle. Joe, why not you?
I don't know. Based on this past segment, he's more like Joe Neurotic.
You know,
Joe, why are you looking at me?
That's actually pretty good, Steve.
Get that man a mullet.
I think, you know what? That was a good one for Steve.
I love it.
Damn straight.
Damn straight.
They're all good ones,
Steve,
DJ.
You're killing it, buddy.
Just depends on who you ask.
Oh, yeah. It depends on you. That's why we don't ask you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course, we were talking about, me playing beer pong for the first time over the weekend, really loving it. Yeah, Post Malone's actually hosting a giant tournament. Now I can get in because it's going to all be online.
Dude, this is like one of the few reasons why losing out on sports maybe brings out greatness, because we would have never thought of doing something like this had we had, baseball to watch or basketball or
hockey.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, he's got some baseball players involved since they got nothing else to do.
No.
Yeah, it's a celebrity beer pong tournament. Going to be doing it for charity. Post Malone's got the whole thing he's putting together called the Ball in a Cup. And it's being described as the March Madness of beer pong. Going to be on Instagram Live. All the proceeds going to be donated to an aid related to COVID-19. A trophy. And yeah, he's got people. Machine Gun Kelly's going to be there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because, you can't have beer pong without Machine Gun Kelly.
Of course not. The baseball players I mentioned, Trevor Bauer, Mike Clevenger, Marcus Stroman's going to be there. NFL players, Travis Kelce, Danny Amendola, he's going to be there. And how about former NFL guys like Johnny Manziel? How about Johnny Manziel's going to be
Gronk.
There?
And Gronk.
And, of course,
Gronk and Johnny Football in.
Yeah.
What would do this?
Of course, Gronk's got to be there. And his girlfriend, Gronk's girlfriend, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model Camille Kosick's going to be there, too.
Nice.
That got the nice. Again, what got the nice? That got the nice.
Yeah. Well, good
so I don't know. When is this happening? I don't know, but it's going to happen. On Instagram.
I'm shocked that ESPN's not going to pick that up and put it on there, on the Ocho.
Why wouldn't they? What else are they doing? Seriously. I mean, what else are they doing? That's a great idea. ESPN should cover that. They're not doing anything else.
Hey, they're showing WrestleMania right now.
Okay, like I said, they're not doing.
Yeah.
So, like I said, they're not doing anything else right now.
Well,
yeah,
that's all debatable.
206-421 Rock, Texas at 77999. So, for the first time over the weekend, I tried beer pong and I did love it. How about you? Fill in the sentence. I finally tried doing blank and I loved it.
So
I
said sushi. That S is amazing. Sushi, I was not a fan, and now it's like my favorite meal.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you got to start slow. You can't go right up to the raw fish hanging over the rice sushi.
Yeah, see, we did one of those rolls. I had some raw fish in it. I'm like, fine. And I tried to take a bite. I think that's what screwed me up, was because the seaweed didn't break really quickly. So, it became a mess on my mouth, and everything about it was just like, I was like, I'm not really feeling this. I wasn't getting the full flavor because I was not throwing the whole roll in my mouth. It took me eating QFC or sushi at their, their basic California roll, which is no raw fish. It's just that crab with a K.
Yeah.
And I had that, and I was like, this is amazing. And then eventually I just worked my way up to the raw fish stuff, and now I can't get enough of it.
And if you're a fan of tuna fish, I mean, that's a lot of sushi restaurants will give you the tuna fish wrapped in sushi. So it's like that's the stuffing in the middle, if you will. It's just regular tuna fish.
Huh.
Yeah, and I've – oh, I love that.
Boy, yeah, like spicy tuna rolls are pretty solid.
Yeah, of course. Look, that is the training wheel sushi when they actually just take tuna fish that you can like in a tuna salad sandwich.
Yeah.
And they just basically – that's what it is. It's a tuna salad sandwich in a sushi roll. And that's what I would kill so much. And I'm like, all right, I'll try some other ones now.
They get a little bit more adventurous.
And next thing you know,
then you go for the eel.
Well, no, then you go to Trappers because they have so many different cool things that they do.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you don't really like raw fish, they load up on all this other crazy stuff that maybe you won't even notice it.
Yeah. I mean, so that way everybody can have the experience, whether you want to really do more traditional, which you can get there, or you can get like the just, oh, man, the American version, I guess I call it, where you get like fried. It's like they put, don't they put fried chicken or something? It feels like
they
it.
Have the, it's the T-bird roll. I think it's, it has chicken in it.
Yeah. It's like, it's so good.
So it says, I always thought archery was boring. Then I tried it, and I absolutely love it. Now I'm an amateur competitive shooter.
Do you think that like some of the stars like Katniss and Legolas and even Daryl from The Walking Dead, do you think they've made it cool that people want to give it a try? Arrow, of course, you know, the big show.
Robin Hood.
Yeah. Well, Robin Hood, not so much. Arrow probably is, you know, I mean, he looks like Robin. He dresses in green.
When I was a kid, Robin Hood's the reason why we wanted to get a bow and arrow, and we got one, and then...
How long ago was that?
Well, I was a child.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then my parents took it away from us because we were shooting things in the house with it.
Oh, there's a shock. Two boys with a bow and arrow set in the house. That was a genius idea.
But it makes perfect sense.
I mean, really. You know, your parents, the blood is on their hands at that point. You don't give kids bow and arrow sets in the house and go, well, you can't go out. It's winter.
Well, they said that they use it in the house, but we had access to it.
Exactly. You just, again, the blood is on their hands. Fine. You just don't, you know, I mean, you just don't do it. All right, here's a question for you. Why were dogs interrupting the performances of a couple of music stars last night? Well, we got the audio. You're going to hear it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy in a Chapter 7 case. That won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.